Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, welcome into the show, the Outdoors with Don Dubuque program. I'm Keith Lusher, sitting in for recovering Don Dubuque, so I'll be steering the ship this morning, and I'm excited to be with you. We've got a lot of things to talk about coming up in the program to help you on the water this weekend. Taking a look at the weather for today, offshore you're looking at east winds, 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 5 feet, lake-borne winds out of the east, 5 to 10 knots, and you're looking at a quarter of a foot tide. Barometric pressure is 30.24 and stable. Sunrise is at 6:11 a.m. and sunset is at 6:05. And throughout the show, we'll be taking you all around South Louisiana to get some field reports from our reporters, Shell Beach, Big Lake, Grand Isle, where else? Plaquemines Parish, Lake Bourne. Also, if you're a kayak fisherman, we're going to check in with Captain Eric Muhabarak for the Paddler's Report, get some insight into what options are there for kayakers in South Louisiana. All right, looking at the forecast, there are no projected hard fronts coming anytime soon, so that's good news. Should have a pattern setting up nicely as far as the stable temperatures and barometric pressure is concerned. Also, the offshore scene is cranking up with the tuna and Oahu. Freshwater, the sockeye or the crappie spawn is in full effect. Those crappie are moving into the shallows now and are easy pickings for those who want to fish with jigs or shiners under a cork. I got a report from somebody who fishes the Chifuncta for white perch, says the water temperature on the Chifuncta is 75, so that's plenty warm enough to trigger those crappie to bed. I've also got a report from Tim By fishing Caney Lake, and the water temperature there just crossed 60 degree points, so they're a little behind as far as water temperature, but all warm enough to trigger the spawn. Also, turkey season will be cranking up on April 2nd, with the youth getting a week's head start. Youth season kicks off on March 26th. And it's crawfish season. Time to break out the burner and those boiling pots with some boiled crawfish, or as we say it down here, ball crawfish. We're going to go down the highway and get some ball crawfish, huh? So this morning I'm looking for some different ideas as what I can add to my boil in addition to normal stuff like the potatoes, the sausage, corn on the cob, celery, and mushrooms. Anybody got some good suggestions? I'd like to hear them. Also, what not to add? I know us Cajuns, we'll try just about anything. So I'm sure somebody's got a what not to boil experience. So I want to hear from you this morning as far as suggestions on what to add to my boil and what not to add so I can steer clear of those items. And also, if you want to text any other questions or comments to us this morning, fishing, hunting reports, we'll take those too. You could text 504-260-1870, and we'll be checking the message board and reading your comments and reports as they come in. Okay, we're going to get to our first break here, but when we return, we're going to check in with Robbie Campo of Campo's Marina, see if those trout have gotten back to where they were before that Arctic blast disrupted their pattern. I have a hunch they'll be back. They're coming in the shallows again. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back into the show. Keith Lusher filling in for Don Dubuque. We're going to kick things off this morning with a report from Shell Beach. Robbie Campo of Campo's Marina joins us this morning. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Robbie, how are things, these winds, you surviving these winds out there?
Well, let me tell you, it's been tough these last couple of days. We've been having, you know, we've been having some southeast winds that's been ramping up in the 18, 20 knot range. It made fishing really, really tough around the Lake Bourne area here for the past couple of days. You know, when we get this wind blowing like this, and we do need it, don't get me wrong. I know it's this time of the year. It brings a brown shrimp larvae in. You know, it's just, but it makes fishing tough because that wind comes straight down to Mr. Go, and it makes things where most of my fishermen have to go towards the Hopedale side. It piles everybody up in the calmer waters. But still in all, it still makes things, hard to cast. It's a conglomeration of just mishaps all day with twisted lines and backlashing and so forth and so on. But I tell you, this past week was kind of tough. My guys that got out early and fished the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne, picked up a few fish over on the eastern shoreline. I know they're still catching some up at the wall at Chalmette, but most of the people had to go back over on the Hopedale side, like I said, and go, you know, underneath the bridge and hit George Canal and go run and do the Hopedale Lagoon, Lake Robin area, you know, and go fish back up in that marsh pond, Pecan Lagoon, but that trout pattern hasn't never got back to, you know, its full swing again, but it's gonna happen here real soon. I'm sure it's gonna happen real soon. Now, the trout that they're catching and, they're opening them up, when they're filleting a fish, all have glass minnows in them. So if you got some kind of baits that look something like a glass minnow, I would suggest using that. They're doing better with casting and retrieving than just fishing it underneath the cork. Now, although I did have one guy fish up in Lena Lagoon this week who did catch some trout up underneath the cork, but he was fishing a voodoo shrimp. And he did okay, but he was also tipping it with a piece of dead bait and trying to put some smell in the waters, to make it happen. More redfish over on the east, over on the south side of us here behind the Hopedale area. But then again, it was all due to these hard winds. This morning it's kind of foggy down here. But I do want to tell you, if the people are coming down this morning, I don't care if you're going to Chalmette. It doesn't matter if you're going to Delacroix Island, Hopedale, Shell Beach, wherever you're going fishing in these areas, do not wear short pants because the gnats been so bad. Man, these things are flying teeth. And I'm telling you, I don't mean just bad. I mean terrible.
Terrible,
they've been terrible for the last few days. Yesterday was unreal. And I don't think this morning's going to be any different. When you got the 68 degree weather with 75-ish in a day, this is the perfect recipe for gnats, especially with a south wind blowing. This is the recipe. This is what they love. This is when they flourish, so to speak. So if you're coming down here,
thrive,
ready,
huh?
Like Don says, have your Amber Romance ready. Have something ready, because I'm telling you, you're going to get ate up with the gnats today. I promise you. It's been like this for the last few days. Even though the winds were high, if you got out of the wind and you went behind a building, oh, my God, they were there. Yesterday, they were all day. No reprieve from them yesterday at all, no breaks. It was gnats all day. And I don't believe today is going to be any different. So if you're coming down here, if you're kayaking or whatever you're doing, make sure, if for the ladies, wear leggings, wear something long. Don't come in shorts. This is only for your own good, believe me, because you're going to get bit up. So, but if you're coming down this way today, hook the left and come on down and see me at Campos, and I'm going to get you going and get you in the water, get you parked, and get you on your way.
Take a left, huh? Robbie, one question. The bass have been more plentiful for the saltwater fishermen, especially down in that area. they kind of turn their nose up at the bass. So what are you seeing as far as guys keeping more bass? Is that becoming more acceptable of a bycatch?
Well, when you got customers in a boat, you have to produce, whether it's catching bass, catfish, because we got a lot of freshwater catfish down here now. And they're easy to get. I mean, you know, they're fishing along these rocks and fishing these trenasas along the Mr. Go and back up in Lena Lagoon. When you got customers in a boat, and fishing's been, has been tough as it is. Look, you're looking to put whatever's in a box that you can put in a box, and you're allowed 10 of them. So, you know, yeah, it's been saving the trips most of the time, because they're making that mixed box, you know, with sheephead and a couple of redfish, some bass, some freshwater catfish. You know, absolutely. And, you know, and I'm glad they're here, to be honest with you, you know, because, I mean, if, you know, like I said, when you got customers in a boat, you got to produce fish. That's what your job to do. And, you know, fish is fish, and it really just don't even matter at that point. You know, you got to put something in a box.
Any slime is good.
Yes, sir. Anything's good.
Rob, we got a text coming in. The Los Isleños Festival, is that going on this month?
Well, that was one of the things I've been trying to find out about for the last 2 weeks. This is what I got from St. Bernard Parish government and so forth and so on. We don't know. And I said, okay, all right. So, and I can only relay what I get, what I'm finding out. So, I'll be honest with you, I really don't know. But if I had to guess, I would have to say I don't think it's going to happen, because it usually happens in March. You know, it's in this time of the month. But if I do find out something about that, I will let you know. I promise you. I will let you know. Even if I got to text you later today, I will let you know.
All right. We got to be announced on that festival.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Put a question mark by it. We don't know yet.
Thanks so much for the report, Robbie.
Okay, buddy. All right. Bye-bye.
Got a lot of good fishing coming up, especially with the weather stabilizing. So I'm sure everything's going to be getting back to normal pretty soon. Okay, Robbie Campo right there. Hang a left after the bridge, huh? Don't forget to text your comments and questions into us. You can text 504-260-1870, and we'll be checking the board and reading your comments and reports as they come in this morning. And I want to know, what are some interesting things that you've tried in your crawfish boil? Crawfish season is in full swing down here, and it's always interesting to get some new ideas. So I want to hear from you, 504-260-1870. All right, I see a red blinking light on that answering machine. I think we're going to check that answering machine when we come back. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. There he is, nothing like a turkey talking smack. And to add insult to injury, Don has no voice to come back at him with. So good luck to all the Mississippi hunters out there. Turkey season is starting up this weekend. Hope you have a stealthy morning and kill some birds. All right, let's get some text message from Justin in the refuge. My neighbor, the possum, made an appearance yesterday. I asked him where he'd been. He said he was on the beach in Florida. Good place to be, huh? All right, let's get to another one here. Oh, we got a crawfish boil here. No fruit in the crawfish boil, so stay away from fruit, huh? No sweet. I tell you what, the only thing I like that's sweet is that sweet corn on the cob. That I really enjoy that. So no fruit. Here's another one. How delicious would it be to throw some fresh eggs in your crawfish boil? It would pick up all the spices and seasonings from the boil. That's an interesting devil eggs, huh? We have to try that. Okay, we got some more coming in. Meatballs. Gotta say, I've never tried meatballs in a crawfish boil. Gotta add that one to my list. What's up, Don George here. I'm heading out to Delacroix today with my buddy Kramer to try to get on some big fish. Any tips? Well, Delacroix, let's see. We're going to check in with a field reporter later on and see if we can get a good report from Delacroix. All right, I got one more. Let's go to one more text here. Cajun sausage. Yep. Alligator sausage. That's a good and your seafood boils and some flavor. Yep, protein as well, huh? All right, Bimbo and Roy heading to Point Ocean this morning. Good luck down there. All right, let's get to the break. When we come back, we're going to check in the Big Lake and Shell Beach area. We've got plenty of more reports coming up this morning. We'll get to your reports as well after the break. You can reach us at 504-260-1870. Love to hear from you, and we'll get to those comments and questions coming up. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back into the show, The Outdoors with Don Dubuque program, minus Don Dubuque. Well, minus his voice, Don is sitting right next to me. Don's kind of like the rudder on the boat. When I venture too far off the straight and narrow, Don's there to straighten me out. So good thing to have him sitting here. I have a text question asking about it. Give us an update on Don's voice. It's almost back, actually. So I feel pretty confident that he'll be back in the driver's seat next Saturday morning. And good thing to get things back to normal. All right, I'm taking text in to try to find out what I should add to my crawfish boil. I have one. Justin the Duck Guy is going to work. He says add pork chops, sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts. Okay, I've tried that. Also with everyday sides. Don't pineapple. Okay, so we're not adding pineapple. Now, I've heard some people say they like pineapple, so I'm going to have to experiment with that. And, you know, we're taking comments on what not to add. And, you know, boiled crawfish is one of my favorite foods, and it literally is my favorite food. But I remember, do you remember in the 80s, there was some kind of spicy, I want to say it was called Spicy Coke, and it was a crawfish boil flavored cola. And I remember it was at the French Market, I got it, and I thought I would like it, but this is just wasn't something I liked. So certain things aren't meant to taste tastes like crawfish boil. Do you remember the name of that? I googled it and there's no Spicy Coke. Send a text in if you know the name of that. It was a crawfish boiled cola. I guess it was Coke. I'm not sure. If you know the answer to that, please text it in. I'm dying to try to figure that out. Okay, Austin, some important notes to get to you for those who fish the St. Tammany Public Fishing Pier in Lake Pontchartrain. They've been doing some expansion work to that pier, so instead of the usual spring opening in March, that date has been pushed back to April, or even early May, they say. It looks like crews need to travel the original pier to get to the expansion. So the pier will be off limits to the public until late April or May. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, got a few more texts coming in. Corned beef brisket. Wow, we got main courses going into our crawfish boil here. A can of sliced black olives. Now, that's new. I've never tried that. Just worried about that maybe disintegrating in the boil. So what else do we have here? Okay, here we go. Asparagus, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and right when you drop the crawfish, cook separately so they don't get too mushy. Yeah, you got to watch out for that getting mushy. Somebody asked me about a Delacroix report. I've got that. Clean water. What's that river? Yeah, minimum. Okay. Minimum from the river water. Okay. A few nice specs. Up to 3 pounds. Wow, that's nice. I can't read that. All right. A few more texts. No broccoli. Don't care much for boiled crawfish. Okay. Let's see, how do you access the St. Tammany Pier? Also, is there a fee? Yes, there is a fee. That's right at the base of the Twin Span, and what that is the old bridge that took a hit from the hurricane, and they made that into a pier. You catch some big fish off that pier. We've had a few reports at North Shore Fishing Report. Twin Span, first exit to the left. There you go. First exit to the left to get there. All right, we'll send your comments and questions in. We've still got a lot of time left. Questions or comments, hunting reports and fishing reports, too. I want to hear those, too. 504-260-1870, and we'll get to them shortly. Let's get to the break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk a little sockeye spawn. I had the chance to make a few trips lately with some real sockeye pros, and I've really been learning a lot about these fish. Tough to catch, I tell you, but if you put in the homework, the results speak for themselves. So we'll cover that when we get back, and also we're going to check in with Kurt Stansel, get a report from him. So stick around. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque. And welcome back into the show. We were supposed to check in with Kurt Stansel from Hackberry, but we're having trouble connecting with him. So I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about what I've been up to as far as the sockeye spawn on here on the North Shore. I tell you what, it's really a bank beater's dream, because you get to fish with a cork in 1 to 3 feet of water and catch the type of fish. Well, you know, let's face it, they don't come easy. Crappie might be the toughest of all the freshwater fish to catch. I fish a lot with some of the anglers on the North Shore, on North Shore Fishing Report, and I've made a few trips, and I actually got the chance to experience fishing for sockeye with a Garmin Panoptix live scope. And I tell you, boy, I learned a lot about, just seeing these fish underwater. That screen shows them down there in real time, and there are no arches like the traditional fish finders display. These are dots on the screen that are shaped just like the fish, so you can see how big they are, and you can even see your bait drop down to them. I made a trip with Tim By, and we caught a box of fish using LiveScope, and I have to say, it's the first time I've ever set the hook on a fish without feeling a bump. The screen is so clear, you could literally see the fish swim up to your jig and inhale it. First time I experienced this was with Captain Mike Gallo fishing for trout, and we used it primarily for eliminating water. We didn't see any trout, so it saved us a bunch of time. But I really did learn a lot on that trip. The most important thing I learned was that these sockeye may be down there, but if they're not feeding, they just won't touch a jig. Numerous spots we went to, they had fish, but just wouldn't touch the jig. So the saying, the fish weren't biting, is probably more true than the saying, there's no fish there, if you had to pick a saying. But we've got a few reports that the sockeye have made their way into the shallows on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain, so that's a great option now for the rivers that feed into the lake, and really across the state. A really clean, sweet meat, those crappie, and perfect fillet size as if you know, if you're one of those who likes it thin and crispy. Okay, wow, man, I'm getting hungry now. They have a vending machine in St. Hubert's Cathedral, Don? No? All right, let's get to a few texts. Myrtle Grove area, super low water. Be careful. Hot dogs are great in crawfish boil. Let's see. When do you think the price of crawfish will start going down? They are about $4 a pound now. Well, that really set them back. The freeze really set them back. But I think it's just going to be coming down pretty quickly, within a week. But you know, those prices always hold up before Easter. All right, I think we have Kurt. Kurt, are you there? Just dropped off. Okay, that's all right. Well, we're going to catch up with him a little bit later. Okay, back to the text. Let's see, what do we have here? Turkey necks. Yeah, it's been a while since I had turkey necks in there. No broccoli. Congratulations to Captain Martha on her first solo fishing charter. How is Don? Yeah, and I got some news to report. Martha, on her first trip, caught a trophy tuna. How big was that, Don? 130, 158. Wow, on her first trip. So a great job. Kurt, are you there?
I'm here. Finally.
All right. Give us a report on Hackberry, buddy.
Oh, man. Look, mostly just redfish right now, just scattered trout. Not much to say on the trout around here. I've got one of my guides caught a handful on a wade, but other than that, from a boat, hardly any trout. But there's plenty of redfish and flounder starting to show back up. And
that's,
you know, all the redfish, all these redfish we're catching in bayous and stuff, getting ready, you know, and starting to head back into the marshes. They're fixing to start being along the shorelines and stuff. The water temperature is up in the mid-60s now. You know, we've been in the 50s. So we're going to find out what's going on with the trout. Hopefully we didn't lose a bunch of them with that freeze.
Yeah. Are redfish still in the jetties?
Yeah. Jetties are full of redfish. You know, if you get the weather conditions right, you're going to catch them with the jetties. And, you know, just they're there.
Kurt, how's the gnat situation?
Pardon me?
The gnat situation?
Oh, the gnat? We don't have any gnats right now. We're not having any problems with them at all.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Not an issue here. Yeah, no
good
kidding.
News.
But, yeah,
so
you know,
you
we
say,
don't
you
get
say
the gnats,
flounder.
You
say people are starting to catch flounder now?
Yeah, they're starting their spring run coming in, yes. You know, at the mouths of little bayous, cuts, drains, and stuff that go back into the marsh. And there's some decent-sized flounder showing up, too. You know, there's some 17 to 20 inches. So there's some decent-sized flounder coming in.
As far as trout's concerned, any limits coming in yet?
No, heck no. I haven't heard of even close to a limit. No, not at all. I'm telling you, I had one guy out yesterday. I talked to him. He left at daylight, and at 10 o'clock, he caught one throwback trout, and he was fishing for trout. And he's one of my stud guides. I mean, I'm real concerned. You know, maybe because the water temperature is still just a little too cool, but they're not doing it here yet.
Kurt, we got a text message wanting to know of any fish kills down in your area.
Well, we didn't physically see any. I mean, I went out twice. I mean, once on the Wednesday when it was just really cold right afterwards, and I never witnessed one dead fish, but I can promise you there were fish that died. There's no doubt. I mean, it was just too cold too long. I've been through all the freezes since back in 83, and every time we had a freeze like this, the fishing was tough the next year.
Yeah. Any reports of anything? Anybody seeing anything? Maybe stocked up in a dead end canal or anything that would lead you to believe that there were fish kills?
There were some fish seen in Black Lake, the salt ditch. There were fish seen there. Other than that, no, not really. I mean, even our little canals where our boat lifts are, we there were nothing, no mullet or anything died in those ditches. You know, we had a lot of low tides. And pretty cool weather prior to this freeze event. And, you know, I think a bunch of the bait, the small fish, and maybe even the trout and reds got pushed to deeper water prior to it, and it helped save some fish.
Well, all right, Kurt. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. How can people get a hold of you at Hackberry Book a Trip?
All right, man. They can call us toll-free. It's 888-762-3391. Our web address is hackberryrodandgun.com.
All right, Kurt. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You bet. Good talking to you. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Daryl Carpenter of Real Screamers. Check in on that Grand Isle, Leeville area when we come back. See if Daryl has some info for us this morning to help you catch more fish if you're heading down there. I'm Keith Lusher, sitting in for Don, and you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's check in with Daryl Carpenter now and get a report on that Grand Isle area. Good morning, Daryl.
Morning, Keith. Morning, Don. I'm assuming he's there listening.
Yes, Don is right here. He says, good morning. Darryl, what are you seeing down there as far as, are the trout back like before they were the freeze?
They are not yet, but the signs are they are coming. The week started off fairly well, mostly redfish, a little bit of sheephead, that type of stuff. And then midweek, our water all around Grand Isle kind of got dirtier and dirtier. The tide started kicking back up, the tide range kicked up, and you just didn't have that good, clean water. Later in the week, Thursday, Friday, you started seeing trout getting mixed in with your catch again. The water temperature started coming back up. I don't know where we got that slug of cold water that came in here, but when I say cold, it was in the low 60s, whereas pre-freeze, it was in the 70s. But the water started warming up a little bit toward the end of the week, getting into the upper 60s, and you started seeing trout mix back in. Now, if you go back and look, before the freeze, we were catching good trout, and the females had egg sacs in them. We're coming into the next moon cycle to where we're going to have a growing moon. My prediction is those trout, they're going to go somewhere to spawn. And, usually it's here because I would imagine we're going to have a spawn this month with what we saw pre-freeze. So we're starting to see some of those trout move back toward the southern coast. I'm still getting really good reports of them catching a lot of trout way up north in Lafitte. The Bayou DuPont area and so forth is where a lot of the trout are right now. And that makes sense. For the freeze, they ran up, whatever. They've got deeper canals up there and that old Texaco oil field structure and so forth. And those fish hunkered down in those deep water canals. And, now they're starting to assimilate out and people are running into them and catching them. Hadn't been really hard on bait right now. I mean, you can still catch them on plastic. The muddier water, we've been catching most of our stuff on minnows. There is some live shrimp available, but, I predict that any day, especially with this warm weather we've got coming all week, I suspect any day now you're going to start seeing those trout pop back up around Grand Isle. Our reds all winter long, we have found the concentration of them in the canals, in the deeper holes in the canals, because we've had, like I was just hearing Kirk saying, we've had some hellaciously low tides. But what we're starting to find is they're starting to be on the shores of the bigger bays. Just hitting some of the bigger bays with reefs and points that intersect bank lines. That's where we were catching the majority of our redfish this past week. We were quasi trout fishing, so to speak. But if you threw on the left side of the boat toward the reef, you'd catch some trout and, particularly a lot of little throwbacks since you were in the marsh. If you threw on the right side of the boat toward the bank, boom, you were catching redfish coming around the point. So they're starting to go out into those big bays now looking for more bait.
Yeah, and speaking of bait, are you seeing a flux of bait fish with spring here?
No, we are not doing that. The tides have been so low, on our normal flats and all where we normally see bait, we're not seeing a whole lot. I did notice yesterday I had, first time since the freeze, I started having schools of minnows show up in my boat ramp again. So I don't know where they retreated. I'm guessing they found warmer water somewhere since the freeze, but they are starting to assimilate back out because, like I said, I had big schools of minnows in my boat ramp yesterday afternoon.
Darryl, sheep's head, is that still dependable, the sheep's head bite?
Keith, we never had the run on sheep's head this year, and maybe it's just that, other fishing was so good that we didn't concentrate on them. But we never had the run on them this year that we normally, I'd say we normally had, especially on those inshore reefs and those inshore oil rigs and so forth. Great catches coming off of the shore or off of the jetties, Caminata Pass, Bell Pass, those areas. Great catches coming off of them. And I suspect here we are, middle of March, if it ever calms down enough where you can make it out to those close-in rigs, I would imagine you could literally sink the boat with them at those close-in rigs. But we never found them really hard and schooled up inshore this past winter.
All right, Darryl, anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
That's it. I mean, Easter's early this year. We're coming up on, Grand Isle's fixing to start getting hot. And all I can look, not just for me as far as charter trips go, but it's anybody's looking to come down here, I'd start making your plans early because if my telephone's any indication, it's going to get hard to find a boat or a room to stay in pretty soon.
All right. Where can folks get in touch with you?
Well, they can find me on Don's site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right. Thanks so much, Darryl. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Keith. Y'all have a good day. Godspeed, Don.
Okay, that's going to do it for the first hour. Wow, man, time flies when you're having fun, huh? But fortunately, we have another hour coming up. We're going to get to some fishing reports from Mike Gallo, Eric Muhabarak, and Ryan Lambert. Also, we'll hear from you. I'll be reading your texts as they come in. Hopefully, get some more recommendations for the crawfish boil. So stick around for more Outdoors with Don Dubuque. And welcome back into the show. I'm Keith Lusher, filling in for Don Dubuque. And as you probably know by now, Don has lost his voice. But I've no doubt he'll find it soon. As I drove up this morning to St. Hubert's Cathedral, I saw him in the back. He was looking behind trees. He was turning over rocks in search of his voice. So with that kind of effort, I have no doubt that he's going to find it soon and be back in the driver's seat behind the mic where everybody needs him to be. But in all honesty, Don is seeing a specialist, and it looks as if next week is probably going to be the week that he returns. I'll tell you what, somewhere else Don needs to be, Etouffee Restaurant. If you want to meet Don and Martha and talk hunting and fishing with them, they'll be recording their Bayou Wild episodes every Monday at the Etouffee Restaurant. Stop in for lunch and enjoy some authentic Cajun cuisine. That's just off of Highway 190 right there in Covington. To find out the upcoming Bayou Wild taping dates, give them a call at 985-212-8331. Cajun cooking and a fishing and hunting show to go along with that. Sounds like a very enjoyable time. That's the Calais family over there from Cutoff running that. I wonder if that's any relation to a teacher I had in high school, Mr. Calais. Taught science at Archbishop Shaw. I believe he was from Cutoff. I think that was 11th grade, if I'm not mistaken. All right, the Bass Cash Bash continues. As they say, you don't want to be that guy. This goes on in Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana Delta waters. You can get all the details on their website, basscashbash.com. Check it out, and don't be the guy who misses out on a truck or a boat or some huge cash prizes. Make sure you're in that game. Okay, we've got another hour to go. Good thing, huh? We've got a lot to talk about coming up this hour. We're going to check in with Captain Mike Gallo and get a report from the North Shore and Lake Bourne and Wrigley's, Lake Catherine, Biloxi Marsh. Whew! Mike covers a lot of water, huh? But when you guarantee fish, I guess that's what you got to do. Also, we're going to talk with Captain Eric Muhabarak, for those interested in some kayak fishing options. And last but not least, we're going to check in with Ryan Lambert and get a report from Plaquemines down Highway 23. So lots to talk about this morning. And don't forget, I want to get some ideas for what to add to my crawfish boil and what not to add. I'm always looking for different things to add. And in addition to the regular stuff, the sausage, the mushrooms, celery, you know, the corn on the cob, that kind of stuff. So text in your recommendations so I can try them in my next crawfish boil. Stick around and we'll pick back up with Mike Gallo on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. It's the Bourne on the Bayou Report with Mike Gallo. It's sponsored by Seto for only $179 per year. Your membership gets you unlimited fuel drops, 24/7 tow-ins, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely. Seto is like AAA on the water. Peace of mind for you and your loved ones is just one call away to Chris at 504-301-4545 or a click to seto.com. Morning, Mike. Are you surviving these horrendous winds we've been experiencing?
Yes, I have to this point, Keith. good to hear your voice again. It's been a long time since you and I have spoke. Boy, you got some big vocal cords to fill, huh? Filling in for Don?
I'll tell you what, not only vocal cords, I'm manning the ship here. We got text messages coming in. A lot more complex than my simple North Shore fishing report, I got to tell you.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. Don makes it sound like it's a breeze, but I'm sure it takes some concentration. And Don, we're all praying for you, buddy, so hopefully you get back soon.
Got a thumbs up from Don. So what are you seeing, Mike,
see
out there?
Report. Yeah, let's see a fishing report. Earlier in the week, we had some pretty relaxed winds. And depending on what you wanted to catch, if you went to the Biloxi Marsh, you could catch plenty of redfish and an occasional trout. Not many trout in the Biloxi Marsh, being that water system is so much shallower. It cools down at nighttime to temperatures where the trout are not quite so active. And then, you know, late in the day, it'll warm up to where the trout are active, but most people are gone if they're fishing a morning trip. You know, they pull out by 1 or 2 o'clock, and it seemed like that's when the trout in the Biloxi Marsh were getting active. But I did have a couple of boats run to the Lake Pontchartrain and Lake Catherine area, and we're starting to see some trout show up on the bridges with the normal, like you and I did many years ago, bouncing a 3/8 or half-ounce jig on the bottom with a variety of lures. You know, the Berkeley Gulp lures work good. The Matrix Shad does a really good job. So starting to see some trout over there. That's a welcome sight to see. Lake Catherine's a shallower water body. So in Lake Catherine, we've been popping corks with the plastics, you know, below the cork, anywhere from 18 to 24 inches, hugging the leeward shoreline and looking for, you know, you want to see bait on the water. You want to see some mullet moving through there or even some pogies. And, if, you know, obviously you want to fish close to the bait when you see it, and that'll give you your best opportunity to find some fish. The bass have been pretty easy to catch. They like to hang along the grass line in the bayous, and they're biting all the same things we fish trout with. It's just those jig heads with a plastic's not quite as weedless. So if you want to concentrate on bass, you can go with a weedless worm or maybe even a spinner bait run along the edge of the grass where that vibration will get his attention and he'll run out there and strike that lure. So things are shaping up. You know, we got longer days, and we had 80-degree temperatures for several days this week and get the water temperatures up. Rivers not looking like it's going to get to the point where they have to open the spillway as of yet. So it's looking like a fairly normal spring, and we're certainly looking forward to catching some fish as things improve as we go.
Absolutely, Mike. Mike, are you seeing any change in the bait fish? Starting to see some different bait fish push through, maybe some pogies?
I have seen some pogies out in the lake. There's some you know, bigger rafts of pogies flickering around. And obviously, when you see those, you certainly want to fish by them, especially if they're close to the bridge. But right in the canal behind my lodge, I'm seeing real small fry and lots of them. And those little things will grow pretty quickly. So it looks like there's going to be really an abundance of bait this spring, which is all good signs for nice, fat, healthy fish.
Live shrimp, Mike. You get live shrimp anywhere down by the marinas?
I haven't heard of any live shrimp yet. A couple boats going out this morning, and the word we had as late as 7 o'clock last night were the shrimp were on their way. Now, I hadn't heard of any yet this morning, and I'm not planning on using any myself, but the other boats may have them. I would say, you know, call Lake Catherine Marina, Dave and Angie. If they have them, they're certainly, you know, that's the reason they get them, so that they can provide them to the fishermen. So they're certainly not going to hold back and tell you they don't have them when they do. They certainly want to get them, and hopefully they'll be there or have gotten there overnight. I just don't know the answer to that as we speak.
Yeah, well, if not, it won't be long. Mike, with all these winds, what are some spots you can give some anglers to look for to try to escape?
Well, you know, when you have an east wind, you want to fish the eastern shoreline of whatever particular lake you want to fish, and that's what we've had throughout the week. So, you know, the eastern shoreline of Lake Catherine, anywhere from Unknown Pass all the way up to Counterfeit Pass, which is pretty much the length of the lake along that eastern shoreline. There's some grass beds through those areas. And I would start, you know, it's I would start the way that lake is situated. I would come out of Sawmill Pass and head straight towards Beijing and go over by Counterfeit Pass. And you'd have the wind to your back, which is going to help you make a nice long cast. Try to keep the belly out of your line and just drift. And you'll drift. And as you're drifting, when you get bites or catch fish, you kind of want to pay attention to where you are, because you may drift for 20 minutes and not catch anything. And then in the next 20 minutes, you may catch five. And then you may go another 20 minutes without anything. So obviously you want to turn around, idle back to where you did catch, and drift through that area again. And sometimes as you drift it a second time, a third time, a fourth time, you condense that little area even smaller and smaller to where maybe you're only drifting over, say, 300 or 400 yards of shoreline. But every time you catch four or five fish, it doesn't take but a few drifts, and before you know it, you got a nice box of fish. So the whole key is to sort of pay attention to where you are and be able to drift over it multiple times. Same thing in Lake Pontchartrain. You'd fish that eastern shoreline starting around, say, Hospital Wall, and you can follow that shoreline all the way to the Chef or down to the Cedar Bayous, Big Cedar and Little Cedar. And all of those areas are going to have bait fish in them. They should have some grass in Cedar Bayous. Good areas, same sort of technique. I would say Lake Pontchartrain's a little bit deeper. If you do use a popping cork, you might want to go 3 feet down. And if you got someone with you, you know, don't all fish the same exact technique. Someone fish on the surface with a cork and have someone bouncing on the bottom. And that way you're covering more water. And obviously, whoever's catching fish, you switch over to that technique and catch what you can.
Catch what you can, yeah. I think these winds are probably going to be settling down pretty soon. So should have full access of everything down there. Mike, where can some folks get some information about booking a trip?
Oh, very simple. You can find me on DineTheOutdoorsGuide.com. You can go to my website, which is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook under Angling Adventures, or you can call me on the old reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
Well, great talking with you, Mike, and thanks so much for helping us out this morning.
Thank you very much, Keith. I did want to mention that CETO has their no-show boat show promotion going on, where you can get 14 months of coverage for the same price of 12, and that's for new and existing customers. They'll just add it to your time. So you certainly want to not worry about your boat while you're fishing, and CETO removes that worry. You can fish with peace of mind.
I was about to say that, peace of mind, like AAA on the water. All right, Mike, go catch some fish.
All right, buddy. Hope I'm talking to Don next week, but I did enjoy talking to you this week.
Thank you so much, and I really think he's going to be back, so you probably will. All right, there he goes, Mike Gallo, probably the most cerebral fisherman I've ever fished with. We're catching fish. He's thinking of conditions and baits and tides and winds, and it's like he uploads it into his brain and formulates an equation while he's fishing, just about the opposite of how I fish. I start catching fish, and I ain't thinking about nothing but catching my next one. Okay, coming up next is our paddler's report for you kayak fishermen. Captain Eric Muhabarak joins us next, so stick around for more Outdoors with Don Dubuque. All right, up next, Captain Eric Muhabarak joins us for the paddler's report. The paddler's report is a presentation of Massey's Outfitters, locations in Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington, offering the best kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, and Native Watercraft. Visit their website for more products and those demo days at MasseyOutfitters.com, or check them out on Facebook. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Keith. How are you doing? Good morning, Don.
Don's got a thumbs up, so he says good morning. I say good morning. We're having a good time this morning. Eric, what are some options as far as those in kayaks or pirogues? Can't forget the guys in the pirogues, huh?
Hey, that's the way I started, was with a Ron Chapman. I mean, when I say started, I was a baby, of course, when they handed it to me, and I fished out of that until I discovered these Hobie kayaks. First kayak I bought was a Revolution. But yeah, the pirogues still killing fish and plenty of stuff around, you know. Love the pier rocks. But, Massey's just got, you know, they got their, they, I don't know how many they have left, but they do have a full line of Hobies that they did get in. I know they were selling really fast. They actually just got a line of Jackson. They've been carrying it, but, you know, they just got their shipment in. I think it was yesterday when I talked with Will over there, the manager at Massey's on Carlton. You know, so they got the olive Jackson's in and stuff, and they got all supplies and stuff you need over there. So, you know, one of those kayaks will do you good. You know, I like the Outbacks and then the Pro Anglers myself.
All right, Eric, what's what have you been seeing out there as far as fishing from a kayak?
Well, last week, me and four buddies took a fishcation up to Bastrop, Louisiana, way up north by Arkansas. And we fished Bussy Break, and it's a phenomenal fishery up there. It's pretty nice central location also, because you're about an hour from Caney Lake also. So if something's not working out at one lake, you can go to the other lake, you know, which I fished Caney for years. I'm not really a big bass fisherman. I do this more for fun and a fun trip. But we had an excellent time, some new territory. The fish, we lost some big ones. Well, some of us lost some big ones, not me. But and I caught a decent one, you know, 6.75 bass on a Senko in 11 feet of water. And it was pretty interesting, little story. A buddy of mine called me up, said, man, why don't you try by the wood, put a Senko on. And I did, and I caught the fish, which led me to win the official prize for the trip. But it's really a neat fishery up there. You know, you were talking about the sockeye fishing. My buddies with the depth finders were picking up sockeye all over the wood. But the thing is, you have to have, it has to be a 10-inch minimum slot, you know, above 10 for you to keep them. So they got some monster socks up there. Yeah, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think they recently caught a 3.2 pound sockeye a month or so back up there. That's, you know, that's a big fish. But it's beautiful up there, beaver dams and beaver huts, I guess you would say. You know, the cypresses, it's a fresh lake. It's really nice. It's also close to one of the neat things in Louisiana to go check out. It's the uncut cypresses. I don't know if y'all are familiar with the pictures of people paddling through the kayak, through the cypress trees with through the trunk of the tree with the kayak. They call that one the castle. It's one of the oldest in the state, uncut cypress, which is a short paddle from the state park up there. I can't recall the name of that state park, but I highly suggest you take a ride and go see that. And they tell me the best time to go see those trees are in June and July. We didn't get to do it because the bayou had too much current in it. But it's really a nice area up there. You know, the fishing's good. Can't complain about anything. Company was good. You know, they also got to stop by Simmons Sporting Goods. I don't know if you guys ever been there. That's a phenomenal place to see. The mounts alone are awesome in the place, you know. But down here, the fishing's been, you know, pretty decent down in Plaquemines Parish. Can't complain, you know. Wind dies a little bit. Get a few gnats. Hasn't been too bad. Personally, I haven't ran into to where it was horrible. But we will be finding out this week if I need to bring some more amber romance or vanilla lace or whatever you want to call it, you know. But all around, you know, it's getting to be that time of year. Once this wind stops blowing, hopefully March does go out like a lamb is what we're looking for. And them fish will be start moving. And, of course, the trout will move out to the coast. But the redfish will be on fire here for sure in the areas that I fish up this way.
Well, all right, Eric. Thanks for the update. Where can folks get a hold of you?
On Facebook or Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or just the old telephone, 504-313-8292.
All right, Eric Mujava Rock, right there. Thanks so much for the update, Eric.
All right, Keith. Y'all be good. Darren, take care of your boys. Drink some honey, lemon, and water. That's my orders.
Honey, lemon, and water, Don.
Yep.
All right, Eric.
All right.
Take care.
Y'all be good. Thank you.
All right, coming up, we're going to get to some more texts. We've got some news on Elmer's Island Wildlife Refuge and also Cat Island Refuge, all coming up after the break. Keep it tuned right here on More Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back. Keith Lusher filling in for Don Dubuque, and we're having a great time this morning. Don't forget to text in your crawfish boil recipes. What are some unorthodox things that you've tried and maybe some things that you would warn against? Text us at 504-260-1870. All right, an update out of St. Francisville. Water levels at the Mississippi River gauge in Baton Rouge have exceeded 24 feet, and that's forced the closure of Cat Island National Wildlife Refuge. To protect the refuge visitors, all activities have been canceled until the river recedes to a level in which roads can be cleared, repaired, and open to the public. And that went into effect last Saturday and will continue through March because they're expecting those water levels to remain at 24 feet. All right, another wildlife refuge to update you on. Boy, Hurricane Zeta took a toll on that Elmer's Island. But good news, the refuge is opening back up to the public. It's been closed since November, since the road repairs. Since then, road repairs and several other projects have been completed to restore the area and improve the recreational access to the area. And it looks like they've even added a few kayak launches off the access road. So what they're going to do is start shuttling visitors to the beach at the island on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays throughout the months of March, April, and May. But starting in June, they'll be running the shuttle daily. So good news for bird watchers and nature observers with that being reopened. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, taking a look at some text messages. One says, I want to take my wife and two young daughters fishing for the first time. We just moved to Madisonville. Do you have any recommendations for fishing spots? Actually, I tell you what, I have a few recommendations, but I wrote an article, Top 10 Spots to Fish from the North Shore. Just Google that or check it out on NorthShoreFishingReport.com, and that's 10 great options. Very informative. Give you a lot of choices to choose from. All right. Sparky says, I think it was Jolt Cola, the crawfish flavored cola. No, it's not Jolt Cola. I know which one I was talking about. I finally found it. It's called Cajun Cola. Does anybody remember Cajun Cola? I did a little research. It was 3 or 4 years. It was in existence in the 80s. And crawfish flavored cola. All right, a few more. Hi Don, when can we get more outdoors back? We need it now more than ever with the new president wanting to change the gun laws. Hope you find your voice soon. At More Outdoors, we're just on hold for now until things get back to normal. The studio's in New Orleans, so they're cracking down as far as how many people can be in the studio. Hey Keith, a friend of mine here in South Alabama told me of someone putting a whole pineapple on top of the crawfish as it soaked. It was delicious. I bet that would work. And I'm sure it's tasty. Let's see. I can't believe better than crawfish. Wow. Okay, better than the crawfish. Hope Don can figure out where he lost his voice. He is. All right. Let's see. Never heard of fry. Okay, is there another name for that? One of the captains was talking about, I think it was Mike Gallo, was talking about fry. Fry is just a baby fish. That's it. So that has nothing to do with cooking. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. And then we'll get back with you and we'll get back. Tell you about an interesting tournament here on the North Shore. All right. We'll pick back up right after the break with the Don Dubuque Radio Network. And he is the Plastic Man, Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Good morning, Ryan. Ryan, give us a report on that area, what you're seeing out there.
Good morning, Keith. How you doing, buddy? Well, my area currently is in Belize. I'm down in Belize right now, so it's hard for me to give you that. No, the river is coming up. It'll be 13 foot next week, and then we got a big 6 foot drop coming, so it's gonna be good. And April with a 7 foot river is gonna be fantastic for trout and reds. So it ought to be great. Right now we're doing really good on the reds. You know, it's been a little windy, so we hadn't been getting after the trout as hard as we want, but you know, everybody's been real happy. You know, a lot of, and we fly fishing, and the boys are getting after it with the shrimp and the cork on the other side of the river, and doing well there. I mean, it's pretty much a guaranteed thing over there. I mean, those guys have it dialed in on where to go and how to get them, so making a lot of happy customers, and that phone is ringing off the hook. People are ready to get out and come fishing. Thank God.
Ryan, what are you up to in Belize?
Fishing bones, permit, tarpon, looking for some land, and just getting away for a couple of days. You know, it's beautiful down here. It really is, and it's an easy trip. So we slid down. I fly fish yesterday. It's been very, very windy since I've been here. But, you know, just to be in that turquoise blue water and the sand, and, you know, I got Miss Carmen with me, and she's from Honduras. So when she comes here, she's at peace. She loves it here. she gets some stewed chicken and beans and rice and planting those, and she's a happy camper. And having a happy camper life is a good thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. The saying is true, huh? Live shrimp. Everybody's asking for live shrimp, Ryan. What's the situation down there?
They're going to get them. The shrimp are showing up, and pretty soon they'll be catching big ones just shortly offshore, so they'll be bringing shrimp in. So, you know, I don't – they call me Plastic Man for a reason. I don't keep up with it, but, you know, if not, they could very easily use the dead shrimp for the redfish. You know, the trout are a different situation. I always fishing with plastic, as everyone knows. But, you know, that live shrimp, it works, and they'll be getting them. I don't think it'll be any problem. Mm-hmm. You know,
Ryan, we're talking
guys down here work real hard.
We're talking crawfish boil this morning. What are your recommendations? Have you heard anything, tried anything unorthodox that I should add to my crawfish boil?
No, you know, we like to put orange juice in ours, and it gives them a little different flavor. You know, so other than that, we just use the regular seasoning. You know, I use the commercial one that, in a jar, and I found it works real good, but I add a lot of orange juice to it. You know, it just gives them a little different flavor. It's that time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ryan, growing up, I fished that area. Man, I tell you what, I haven't been back in a while. What does that Grand Bayou look like nowadays? I haven't been there in so long.
Everything's disappearing. I mean, we've lost so much land in this area. It's incredible. I mean, I've been down here 44 years, and when I go out there, I'm at a loss for words. It's just all open water now. You know, Grand Bayou's got some left, but it's heading that way. The erosion is heading that direction more and more, and it's opening up. No man's land is all opening up. It's spreading like fire, unfortunately. So we'll get a handle on it. We're doing what we can. You know, we just got to make everybody happy. You know, we got to do what we can to save the oysters, and we got to do what we can to save the shrimp and build land back simultaneously. So, well, you know, it's working good on the east side, and I think it's going to work good on the west side. We just have to pick all the user groups and do what we can to help everybody out and still save Louisiana. So we'll get it. You know, I have no doubt that Louisiana and Mother Nature will take care of herself and push different species where they want to be. You know, that's dolphins too. They'll just go out to the Gulf and do their thing. So I think we have no choice if we're going to live here. That's for sure. Everybody sees the damage.
Well, I got some good memories of fishing Grand Bayou midwinter, water pouring out those weirs. Man, fishing with an H&H Kakajo on a simple jig head, just bouncing it, boom, redfish after redfish. Oh, yeah,
all the way back to the shad rigs with the yellow and the white and the double rig. Me and my daddy used to throw some shad rigs. But look.
And your biggest decision was what color combo to use, huh?
Yeah, and then he got the spectacle Google and all that, and it all caught fish. We just had such a plethora of fish back then. You know, it's a shame we've lost some of it, but it's still number one fishery in North America. And the more we bring back and the more habitat we get, the better our fishery will become again. So, you know, we'll keep working on it, and I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to doing what I can. So we'll be all right. You know, we'll leave it better than what we got it, that's for sure.
All right, Ron, anything else you'd like to add?
No, buddy, I'll be back home tonight, and I'll be out to the Sockeye in the morning. I'm going to fish Sockeye. The Sockeye are biting like crazy. The brim bite is real good right now. You know, I'm a speck and red guy, but when it comes to Sockeye, I'm like a kid in a candy store. So I'm going to go after them as soon as I get home tomorrow. I'm going right back to fishing.
Sounds like a plan. All right, where can people get a hold of you?
Oh, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they can call me direct at 504-559-5111. And give my buddy my regards, and I'll be texting him when I get home to see how he's doing.
I certainly will. I think he's going to be back next week. So.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. All right, Keith. Good talking to you, buddy.
All right, good talking with you, man. Thanks for joining us. Be safe. All right, there he goes, the plastic man. And just for clarification, he's not made of plastic. He likes to fish with plastic. So I definitely felt funny asking the plastic man about live shrimp, but hey, they're in hot demand right now. All right, time is flying by. I'm having so much fun. What a great time to be a sportsman in South Louisiana with the hunting and the fishing we have. Turkey season coming up, crawfish boils happening, trout moving in, sure. Just a really fun time to be here in Cajun country. All right, stick around. We're not done just yet. Got a couple of announcements, including the new Bayou Wild episode, so stick around for that. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back into the show. We're going to get to a text message right quick. The most steadfast rule for a crawfish boil is never to invite my mother-in-law. Words of wisdom, huh? I'll stay away from that. All right, let's look at the Bayou Wild. We have a new episode. Don, Martha, Chris travel to Venice, Louisiana, and they're going to shine the spotlight on one of the great pioneers of charter fishing in the state. If you're native to Louisiana, you know anything about fishing, you've probably heard the name Mike Furnett. Don and Martha dive into this story, which is really interesting. They cover his beginning with building his own boat to running offshore charters to transition into inshore later on in his life. They also feature the Redfish Lodge that Mike owns and operates. Just a unique story with him and his family, a true Louisiana fishing legend. Also, the Bayou Wild crew makes a trip for bull reds. And that's always fun to watch, the bull reds being hauled in, you know, on inshore tackle especially. Bayou Wild Season 7. Wow, 7 seasons. Man, when that just started. Head on over to BayouWild.com for all the air times and dates and where you can watch. And also you can check them out on YouTube for current and past episodes. I gotta tell you, it's so nice to see a well-put-together video series like Bayou Wild. Don, Martha, and Chris do an excellent job at putting the work in, and the end result is a polished, informative television show like we used to see in the old days, huh? When only the professionals were able to put together media. Such a pleasure to watch and learn from it. Being local, almost every episode, they're covering something of interest to you and me here in South Louisiana. So head on over to BayouWild.com for all the channels. You could find them on, you know, find the airtimes and what channels they're playing on. And don't forget, if you want to stop in and watch the live recording, they'll be at A2Fe Restaurant just off of Highway 190 in Covington. Stop in and enjoy some authentic Cajun cooking and talk to Don and Martha on Mondays. That's when they record. All right, are you interested in a clay shooting event? The Louisiana Safari Club International is holding a clay shooting event on March 20th at the GOL Gun Club in Maurice, Louisiana. This is the fifth annual Sporting Clays shoot held by the Safari Club. Registration is $400 per four-man team or $100 for an individual shooter. And you'll be working your way through a 17-station course. They'll be raffling off some giveaways and the event and after the event. And also, they'll be serving up fried catfish for those entered. All proceeds will be used to promote hunting culture and conservation within the community, as well as local charities. 100% of the money raised stays in the local chapter to be used in the Acadian area. So support a good cause. All local shooting event on Saturday, March 20th. Registration begins at 8 a.m. and the shooting starts at 9, but they advise to pre-register for this event in order to guarantee a spot. They're limited to 34 teams, so first come, first serve at the 5th Annual Sporting Clays Shoot held by the Safari Club International. All right, what a fun time talking with you this morning. So sorry to see it's over, but we'll be back next Saturday and do it all over again. Pretty sure Don will be in the driver's seat. I want to thank all our guests for joining me this morning, trying to shine some light on the fishing scene for you this weekend. Robbie Campo, Kurt Stansel, Daryl Carpenter, Mike Gallo, Eric Muhabarak, and Ryan Lambert. Thanks so much for your field reports. Also, thanks to you, our listeners, for the text messages. I was interested to hear some of the things that you guys add to your crawfish boil. I'm going to have to try some of those on my next boil. If you're heading out on the water today, I want to wish you luck. Safe trip on the water, and we'll pick back up next Saturday at 5 a.m., hopefully with a fully recovered Don Dubuque. Hope you enjoy the show this morning on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.